And welcome to Why Am I So Happy? Paula V here. I want to share with you today a beautiful lady. I'm so excited for this show and to hear everything about her. I am welcoming today Pam Rennie. Pam's quest for truth has had a dramatic positive impact on her curiosity of life and catapulted her spiritual awakening, thus aligning her more fully with who she is and what she came here to do. Pam is a gifted and uniquely qualified mentor, alchemist, and channel. She attracts both master healers and those who are just embarking on their spiritual journeys into her embrace. Her role as channel is the central point of her personal evolution and foundation for assisting others. The archangels and the ascended masters are her guides as she continues to expand and evolve both personally and in her role. I am so happy to have her today, and I am going to put a teaser out there, everyone. The next segment, she is going to channel a message from the archangels, so you don't want to miss that. But first off, Pam, welcome to the show. I am honored to have you with us today.
Hey, Paula V and everyone listening, thanks so much for inviting me. I am very happy to be here.
Yay! All right. I love it. Well, let's begin, Pam. Will you share any history that you'd like with us? And then let's go into what does it mean to be an alchemist, a mentor, or a channel? For those of listeners out there that don't know what that is, if you'd explain that to us, that would be wonderful.
I have to laugh. I know, that's a big question, right?
Yes.
And I used to ask myself, what does that mean? Because it was really through my path and my journey that really came together. And my first kind of, if you will, tagline was heal, inspire, transform. And so my journey in that quest for truth and all of the many hats I've worn, like so many of us, that really was about this deep yearning of, okay, what is this life? Why are we here? And it was probably, maybe 15 years or so ago now that I woke up one spring day with this, just that almost burning, nagging question of, there has to be more than this day to day. And it was as if I was stepping into a whole new chapter of my life. In reality, I didn't know it then, I was. But my kids were getting older, and that had been one of the biggest hats I've worn as being a mom. I still am a mom. That didn't change as they got bigger. But I really took that wanting to know further. Did I ever have a clue I was going to be a channel for the archangels? No, that wasn't really on my day timer. And so with a deep curiosity, I really began that quest for, why am I here? And I love the name of your show, because happiness was something I felt I was like fishing for, almost looking for. It was this imbalance, if you will. And I went through a lot of stuff on my journey, discomforts and things that shifted for me, different anxieties and hard times in the family. But passing through all that, that quest really led me to many different things, and one of them was this path of mastering alchemy, which is where I met the archangels. Quite honestly, I didn't really think angels were real. Of course, I knew about Gabriel from the Bible, but that they could be my friends, that they were really working alongside with me. You got to be kidding me, right? But you can't make this stuff up. And so more synchronicities aligned and happened, and through one step after the other, and it was a step after the other. It wasn't like here it all is, and I wanted it all right here, right now. Mm-hmm. Tell me. Somebody tell me. And guess what? It doesn't always work that way, does it?
Yeah.
So it was about 6 years ago now that I had already been doing energy work and assisting others, mainly my family, with just really aligning, clearing patterns of imbalance, being out of harmony with who they were, if you will, cold viruses, things like that too, and doing energy work that I got my first certification and hung my shingle. Those were the Heal, Inspire, Transform days. And it became really clear in the process that I became known as an alchemist. And what that means is, and it's Lord Metatron, through my mentor, teacher, Jim Self of Mastering Alchemy, that said, alchemy is changing the frequency of thought, altering the harmonics of matter, adding the element of love to create a desired result.
I love it.
Yeah, now that's big.
Yes.
And I was so thrilled with what I was experiencing. I wanted to share it with others. I mean, we do that naturally, right? You read a good book, see a good movie. What do you want to do? You want to tell your best friend. And I began to experience such profound shifts in applying that principle in my life. And we all do it all the time. We change our minds. Something doesn't work, we change our minds. And that literally changes the energy in our body.
Yes. Yes.
And so it became more of bringing those things forward. And I developed this worldwide base of people that would come to me, and the channeling then came also as that line upon line, if you will, and it was Archangel Gabriel that came forward and said, it was through my husband first, if you can imagine. I don't do things easy, right? Because even my teacher of my first certification in heart point technique said, now don't go home and practice on your family. They'll be the hardest ones. So what did I do? I went home and practiced on my family.
Yes.
My husband being first.
Yes.
So he was the first one to hear a channeled message, and that was profound. And it's interesting how things can shift. We don't always consciously know exactly what we have signed up for, and that was me with channeling.
Yes.
So
now I'm curious. This is just fascinating to me. I am very passionate about the angels and archangels. I call them and talk to them every morning, and I believe we get little messages all day long from them,
mm-hmm.
and it's so fun. So what was that like, that first channel? Was it real gentle come in, or was it, hello, Pam, hello,
oh,
I have a message?
That is a question, Paula V. It was an experience that I will forever remember, because I'd just come home from, as I mentioned, I did this my first certification, the heart point technique. So I had something to call myself. I had something that I said, aha, this has got a name for how I can help people. And it's a beautiful modality. And I, you know, already was working with the archangels on our path of alchemy, who my husband was on with me. So he knew the archangels. And it was a Sunday quiet morning. We were going to come together and do his first and my in-person session ever for this new modality. And I felt Gabriel come to me. And he was telling me all these things that he wanted me to share with my husband. And if you can imagine having a kind of an argument with an archangel, I was going, well, wait a minute, hold on, I'm in this great meditation, and why do I, I'm saying, Archangel Gabriel, it's my husband. I tell him stuff all the time. Isn't this kind of like, I mean, can't you tell him? I actually had that conversation, and he said,
wow.
Yes, I do want to tell him through you.
Wow.
And I can still feel that feeling of just complete silence, like, what? And I went, oh. Now, my husband was downstairs making breakfast. I was still lounging in bed. And so for a couple of hours, I just kept that to myself and was like, I can't deny that. That's huge. And so we went through, you know, following my book, this beautiful heart point technique. The protocol was for inspiration. So some insights for him at where he was at in this journey. It was a great experience. And he said at the end, wow, that was fantastic. And there's that feeling from Gabriel. It's as if he's so, like, right there in my space going, are you stepping in? So I said to my husband, there's more, you know, like, Archangel Gabriel's here, and he wants to give you a message if you want it, I don't know. I was so nervous.
Wow.
And he's like, okay. And it was a very physical, visceral experience, and I didn't have a clue what to do.
Yes.
And I knew that, and I also knew if I turned back and said no, I would really have an enormous amount of regret. And so I said, okay. And I did what I learned then, was align with allowing him in, and opened my mouth, and out came this profound message. It was like, wow. And
what a story. I love that. That is beautiful. So take a moment, if you would, Pam, before we go to break, share with the listeners what services you could do for them, offering this kind of help and channeling, and how they would get a hold of you for that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So my website is Sacred Journey Mentor. Actually, I love that title. That's what I call myself in the midst of Sacred Journey Mentor. But it's probably easier if I also say it's pamrennie.com, PamRennie.com. And my email is pam@pamrennie.com. And I would love to hear questions, where they're at on their journey. And the support really is coming together on such a soul level. And it's an energy shift, if you will. It's kind of, I point people to opportunities, to different attention points. And so it's really a transformation of what would you like to experience, helping them maybe get out of a discomfort of where they're at, helping them learn that they don't have to keep spinning and vibrating in what they don't want. And then the messages really flow through as also a support, personal insight, guidance, helping them to awaken their gifts, their tools that are inside them, and helping them navigate more with ease.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That is so fantastic. And isn't it wonderful that, you know, the archangels, they're there for all of us. They're there. They're waiting. They want to message us. They want to love us and support us. It's so
totally
beautiful.
And it's a universal law. We have to ask.
Yes.
They can't just step in. So we do have to invite them in. And I've come to believe that we do have agreements. And that was the first and foremost with my channeling, was to realize who are my agreements with, and to be clear on that. And I believe that we did make agreements before we stepped into this embodiment, and probably all embodiments, of this is who I want to align with at this time in my life to assist me with this or that. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I love it, Pam. I love it. Beautiful, beautiful conversation. Well, everyone, we have to pop out for a break, but we will be right back, and Pam will gift us with a channel message from the archangels. Pam, we will be right back. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. If you're just tuning in, I am here with Pam Rennie. We are discussing channeling and alchemism, being a mentor. Pam is this beautiful gift to all of us. She does channeling, mentoring. She speaks to us, gives us messages from the archangels, and she is going to gift us now with a channeled message from the archangels, and then we'll have fun discussing that. And oh, how beautiful, how beautiful. What a gift for all of us. So Pam, thank you. Thank you again. I'm so happy to have you here today.
Oh, Paula V, thank you. I am. Their happiness definitely flows into this show, and I'm very grateful. So it was fascinating to me as I was just in, you know, a prayerful, meditative space, just getting ready for our time together, that, no surprise, I would imagine, but I really felt such a strong message coming through, and a desire to step into that Rollins channel and deliver a message to all that will be listening. And it's a timeless message, meaning it feels important for now, and now is present time whenever you're listening. And so when I ask who is most present, I'm feeling that this is a triad of angels. Interestingly, that I just worked with this set of three angels in a class that was just taught last week. And it's a triad with Archangels Michael, Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Zadkiel. And sometimes that's how they come to me, as a group with one as a spokesperson. So I'm inviting them to come forward at this time. Just more present. They're very here. And I'm asking everyone to listen, to get very grounded in your body, very present. And just ask you to take these moments and be very quiet, calm, and still. And let's take a deep breath. And most of all, just be very present in this moment. This is for you. Allow yourself to receive what is coming forward with Archangel Uriel as the spokesperson for this triad of angels. And let me prepare to receive them and be the vessel. Greetings. It is I, Archangel Uriel, speaking in a triad of the energies with Archangels Michael and Archangel Zadkiel. And through this vessel or channel, we've asked to come forward to speak to you and always delight in speaking the words of your language that you may hear with your ears a message. We choose to bring forward this time a message of hope. The evolutionary shift upon your planet has increased in a magnitude of a massive quantity because of all of the work that is being done on multiple levels. And we also notice through that experience of the many shifts taking place, your physical bodies are tired. Much of the work I do as an archangel is assisting to bring the non-physical into the physical. So I invite you now to take a deep breath and allow a deeper, comfortable aspect of a beautiful green color coating filled with the element of love to come into your breath, filling your entire body. Breathe in that love and allow a soothing, comforting, and calming to take place among all of your bodies. You may, throughout your days, continue to breathe in and call in this green code of love. It is Archangel Gabriel that brought that green coding forward only a number of years ago, and this love comes directly from our beloved source. As you breathe in that love, allow all of your bodies to come into this present time moment of balance, ease, and calm. May this message of hope speak to you at a soul spirit level. May you know, dear one, all is well. From the realms upon which we serve and observe and co-create with you in the physical body, as you have the body, we stand in awe of all that is taking place and want you to know successfully that is happening. So be of ease and be of good cheer, beloveds. And hold your attention points on this green, beautiful color coding of love and allow this into your life daily, even moment to moment, to uplift, support, and nourish you. Take a deep breath. It is I, Archangel Uriel, with Archangel Michael and Archangel Zadkiel, blessing you with these codes of light and energetics now through this vehicle and with this message of hope and love. We step back now, but we are ever present to be with, assist, and support you. Blessings.
Oh, Pam, that was beautiful. I not only felt that love, that energy, but I envisioned and saw this beautiful wave of love and hope just go around and cover and embrace the whole planet.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, Olivey. It was such, on my end, they just couldn't stress enough to be filled with hope, with a knowing, not even with a, that it's coming, but that it's right here.
Yes. Oh, that was so beautiful.
Oh, I am so grateful.
Oh, I am so grateful as well. And what a beautiful gift you gave all of our listeners and the entire planet. I'm so grateful. Oh, Pam, I feel so good now.
Oh, oh good. I'm grateful that I feel that shift. Oh. And I know all the listeners will feel a shift too. And thank you. It's wonderful to have that echo back. And you're right. It did. We created a ripple effect.
Yes.
That does bathe the planet, and our beloved Earth reflects that back through the elementals to all of humanity.
Yes, it's so beautiful.
Mm.
May I ask, for the listeners, we just have a few more minutes. Can you share your services? Do you not only do private sessions, but you do classes as well?
That's true, yes. Thanks for asking.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, I do, and I began first off with one-on-one sessions, and I really felt the call. I do teach a course of the Master in Alchemy that I mentioned, the level one, creating your personal power field. And I also have done, particularly this year, that angelic nudge was big, and I've done three classes on creating a divine alignment with alchemy and the archangels. And these classes, well, I love them, and the angels really, they're teaching them through me, and it's through the web, and the beautiful thing is they're archived, so they are timeless. So they are the most current classes can be done individually. They're standalone, or you could even purchase those three. They build upon each other, and I've had such beautiful feedback. It was designed to help people create their own connection with the archangels, as well as do the energy work in the sessions and receive channeled messages. And those are all archived on my website.
Oh, I love
and
that.
There's a tab called Classes. Mm. I thought that made it simple.
Mm-hmm. I love it. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I'm going to look into a class myself. I just love it. Love the archangels. What a gift you are. That is, you know, it's such a important message, Pam, that you share, that the angels are there and loving us and giving us hope. That's such an important message, don't you think?
Well, you know, I've come to notice that we teach what we experience, and sometimes it's the quest and looking for. One of my dear friends is really all about peace, because in her growing up, she didn't have peace. And so it seems to flow what, you know, our learnings, for me, I've then gone out and taught what's worked for me in peace and happiness and knowing who I am. That's been my quest. So that's really what comes through me. And awakening, I didn't know I had spiritual gifts, my goodness sakes. You know, I didn't know those things were real. So what I see, Paula V, is that's what comes through the different mentors, teachers that are out there. So to me, yes, the long answer, that's very important.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, this has been so enjoyable, Pam. I re- really love to do another interview down the road. I just feel you have so much more to share with us. I would love that opportunity.
I would be delighted.
Oh, thank you so much. And I want to say a big thank you to our listeners out there in the US and around the world. Thank you for being with us. Pam, you were just an honor to have on the show, and a big love hugs and goodbye to you and the listeners.
Thank you, Paula V. It was a delight. Thanks, everyone, for joining in.
Thank you. Oh, welcome to Why Am I So Happy? Paula V here. I am so excited to share with you today my guest, Micaiah Hart. She is an award-winning author, a shamanic practitioner. She helps others learn to operate from a place of trust instead of fear. Oh, Micaiah, I just want to say welcome. The work you do, it sounds absolutely fascinating, and I'm really excited to hear about your book. But first I want to say welcome to the show. So happy to have you here today.
And thank you very much for having me on the show, Paula. I'm really delighted to be here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm just so delighted to have you. Well, let's begin. Micaiah, please tell us about your most recent book, which is called Life, Lies, and Sex: A User's Guide to Being in a Body. What is that about?
Feel that for many, many centuries, well, since the beginning of the history of mankind, we've been greatly misled about the true nature of reality. And some of that is simply, I'm in my 60s now, and I've been around quite a bit, and I've just seen people labor under what to me are very sad and unfortunate misapprehensions about the world being a dangerous place, for instance. All kinds of things like that. So we're told a lot of lies. And I've been, since I was very, very young, I've been very interested in getting to the root of the truth of anything and everything. I don't have to look very far to perceive that there is a lot of injustice in the world, and that's just I've always, well, for a lot of years, I fought against the injustice, and then there came a time in my life when I realized that what I wanted was peace, and fighting for peace just doesn't work, doesn't make sense. So then I started actively cultivating a sense of peace within myself. And I've had some really amazing experiences for which I'm incredibly grateful, where I experienced really a sense of oneness and unity that was, it's, we don't have the words to describe it. And I do talk about these experiences in my book, Life, Lies, and Sex. And also, I've written my own memoir, and I talk about how it's called My Sweet Wild Dance, and that is just a series of stories about my life and how I came to be where I am now. But what I really wanted to do with Life, Lies, and Sex was to people to understand something that I began to perceive a few years ago, which is that life is about allowing energy to flow through us. Energy is life force. It has many forms, many creative forms. It is creativity, it's life force, it's enthusiasm, delight, and we need to learn to allow it to flow through our bodies. And that's really where I differ from a lot of your standard religions, because there's in most standard religions there's a certain disdain of the body, and I feel very strongly that we, all that we are, chose to be born on this planet in this body because we want to experience being in a body. So we need to make friends with our bodies. And that's very much what Life, Lies, and Sex is about, like how to make friends with your body, how to listen to its wisdom, how to get in touch with the vastness that we truly are, that manifested this body. And that's, you know, I think there's a lot of talk about manifestation these days, and a lot of it somehow or other manages to gloss over the fact that we are beings, magnificent beings of light and sound. That's who we actually are. And we manifested ourselves in this body, in this lifetime. And that's important to understand. So in order to manifest what you want in this lifetime, in order to learn to operate from a place of trust, you have to understand what it is that is breathing life into this body. I mean, it is you, it is who we are, and yet it's something much, much greater than just these physical bodies.
Yes.
So does that make that? Yeah, that makes sense to you. I thought it would.
It does, and I love that, because I personally believe, you know, honor our body and connect with our body and listen to our body. I love that, Micaiah.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel that's essential.
Yes. You mentioned operate from a place of trust instead of fear. I love that. I love that, because when we have fear and doubt, does that put walls up? Does that block us?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely it does. Absolutely it does. And, you know, motivation is everything. If you're motivated by fear, then it doesn't matter what you're doing. It's not likely to have a very good outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We need to learn to trust that, you know, no matter how strange it may seem, and I do agree that it does at times seem really extraordinary, but things are unfolding on this planet as they're actually supposed to unfold. And we can learn to live our lives from a place of love and trust, so that we walk through the world emanating love and peace and joy. And when we are in those places of love and peace and joy, it's infectious. Other people will experience the same thing. Whereas if we're really worried about everything, and we're trying to help other people who are sick, and you know, we're trying to make really sure that we, you know, do all our recycling because the environment's in danger and so on, well, then we're motivated by fear, and that fear spreads fear, joy spreads joy. So let's be in a place of joy. You know, this is an incredible world. I spend a lot of time alone in nature, and I love this planet. It is absolutely so beautiful, so flowing with life of different forms. And when you spend time alone in nature, you can get in touch with a wisdom that flows from absolutely somewhere else. Whereas if you spend all your time in the city surrounded by concrete, it's much more difficult to get in touch with that level of wisdom.
Oh, that is so true. What a powerful, powerful message. That really is. And let's take the recycling example. Yes, you can recycle because of all the fear of what's happening to the planet, or you can recycle out of love for the planet.
Love.
Yes.
Exactly. I want to do everything that I can for this planet. This planet does everything it can for me. I mean, it. Look at the abundance around me, the beauty of nature. And when I walk in the forest, I feel the trees loving me. I mean, it's really incredible. So I feel incredibly grateful and loving towards this planet. And I want to do everything I can for it.
And such a difference it makes, wouldn't you say, if we look at something from the viewpoint of fear and doubt, or we look at the viewpoint of love and gratitude and trust. What a difference it sets a tone for our direction.
Yes. And we can choose to be in a place of love. Now, I am not saying that is easy. I mean, I know a lot of people who try their very hardest to be in a place of love and still actually have a lot of fear that has to be dealt with. And that's a huge subject. How, you know, this, we can't be in a place of love if we're just trying to deny, you know, our fear and pain and our anxiety and our those so-called negative emotions. We need to acknowledge them and deal with them. And that, I'm not saying that it's an easy path, but it's possible for everyone.
Yes.
And I really, really encourage people to do it.
What a powerful message.
All emotions want, the word emotion means to move through. All emotions that arise within us want to move through us, and we need to allow them. And when we feel angry or afraid, we need to learn to allow that move through us, and we can allow it very fast and then once again relax into that place of love. So it's a skill, you know, being human is there are some skills that I feel like we need to learn. I wish they were taught in school, but they're not. But maybe one day they will be. You know,
yes, maybe skills. One day.
Yeah.
Yes. And because I love that. That is a skill, and it is something that we put our mind and our heart and focus on, but it can be achieved. I love that.
It can be achieved. The most important part is to really set the intention that you want to let those old emotions go, that you want to let them pass, and really set that intention. And it, you know, then make space for it and allow it to happen. And you know, you set the intention that you want them to move through fast, and they will move through fast. And you can set the intention that you want to be a clear channel for love. Many of us might really want that. I certainly want that. But it's an ongoing it's an ongoing task. I don't really want to use the word task because it makes it sound difficult, but it is an ongoing awareness that you must develop to when the negative emotions come up, to let them move on so that they don't cloud the truth of who you are. That's probably a good way of putting it.
Yes, I love it, Mikaya. I'm afraid we have to pop out for a commercial, a break, but oh my gosh, this is so fantastic. Everyone, we will be right back. Mikaya, thank you. We will be right back. Hello, everyone. If you're just joining us, I am here today with Mikaya Hart. She is an award-winning author, a shamanic practitioner. She does so much for others. I have just thoroughly enjoyed your wisdom and your inspiration that you've shared, and I'm excited to hear more, Mikaya. I would love to touch on what you do in your shamanic practice. For instance, you lead shamanic journeys. Will you tell the listeners out there that are unfamiliar with that, what does that mean? What does that accomplish? What does it do?
Well, a shamanic journey is really an opportunity to get in touch with the vastness that is all around us. You know, I think it's probably true to say that only about 2% of what we perceive around us with our physical eyes is actually what exists. There is so much more than just what is in physical form. And in fact, everything that we see around us in physical form was first in an unseen energetic form. And shamanism really is about relating to the unseen energies and working with them. Now, obviously, the unseen energy is much as 98% of reality. That's an awful lot. And one of the things I love about shamanic journeys is that, so I, as a teacher, I'm not psychic as such. I don't know what people need. Really, the only person who knows what you need is you.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of the shamanic journey is that once I've taken you into the space where the journey can begin, you are in charge. You take off. Whatever you need comes to you. I tell people that it's an opportunity for the vastness that we really are, the magnificent beingness that we really are, that created this form. A shamanic journey is an opportunity for that vastness to get in touch with you, to speak with you, to communicate with you, to talk with you about what it wants for you, and to help you to trust in the reality of its power and its existence and its love for you. Because, you know, it is one of the things I do hear a lot about is, you know, how a lot of standard religious teachings is about how we are lowly human beings. We're not lowly. I mean, it's really a powerful and courageous choice to be in human form. And when we're willing to make that choice, we're greatly appreciated and supported for doing it. And all that we are that makes that initial choice for us, that is who we are, you know, it always loves us. It doesn't matter how many mistakes we might make. It doesn't matter what's going on. It loves and supports us and always wants to guide us on a path of love.
Yes.
So, you know, that's really important for people to understand. And I would say that that's the basis of my teaching, because, you know, I want to help people to be in their personal power and to find the path that is right for them. You know, I can't tell somebody, I can give people some pointers, but I can't tell somebody what the right choices are for them. I can't tell somebody else what path they should be walking. They need to decide it for themselves. And to do that, they need to step into their own personal power, to be fully who they are, and to make their own choices.
Yes. And shamanic journeys, in a way, take them deeper into themselves, into a connection, would you say? Myself, I've had some shamanist training, and I walked away with it. Basically, I felt like I was seeing through new eyes. That is how I would describe it.
Yes. That's a very good way of putting it. But I will say that I'm often amazed at how different it is for everyone. Like one of the things I'm seeing increasingly in my journeys is that people go to a very deep wordless place where they experience a sense of peace that is about oneness. And when they come back, they don't really have any, you know, sometimes people go on a journey and they've, you know, they can come back and tell you where they've been and who they met and what they said and what they did. But this way, this other way, this wordless place that people go into is different, and it's a very powerful place. I believe that the planet right now is in the process of a huge shift. And we can put that, we can describe that very literally as a shift in the electromagnetic grid of the planet. And the electromagnetic grids of our bodies need to shift in order to remain in alignment with the planet. And if we don't make those shifts in our bodies, then we'll start feeling really uncomfortable and ill at ease and probably get all kinds of diseases. And shamanic journeys can really be an opportunity for those shifts to occur. And I think when people go to that deep wordless place, then they've allowed, well, and allow is a great word there.
Yes.
They're allowing whatever it is that is needed for them. They're allowing it to happen. And it's wonderful to see that happen. It's, people really look different afterwards, after journeys. They're often, they start the journey, they're, you know, serious and concentrating and perhaps a little nervous. And after the journeys, so often people are just in this amazing place of peace and looking really happy. I can see the joy, see and feel the joy, the love emanating from them. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful gift for me when I lead a journey and people go to that kind of place.
That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. Will you please share with the listeners information, how they can reach you, learn about your classes, what you do, and also order your book?
Yes. My website is mikayaheart.org. That's mikayaheart.org. And on my website, you'll find, I do counseling and mentoring. And you can contact me and sign up to have a session with me. You can also order my books. I mean, I've written several books. They're all available on Amazon, but you can also find out about them on my website. And I also have an events page where I list, you know, where I'm going to be and where I'm going to do classes. I'm at this point in time, I'm spending quite a lot of time in Hawaii right now, and I will be doing some retreats there. But I also am doing a retreat at the end of the month in the California Sierras.
Beautiful.
And I'm doing a couple of, I'm doing a class on being in brilliance, being in the brilliance that we are. That's this coming weekend. And then I'm leading a shamanic journey also. And those are in Oakland, California. But you can go online and read about me. And I do like to travel. So, you know, I would encourage anybody who is interested in my work and would like to, you know, to host a shamanic journey to contact me. My shamanic journeys are, they're a little bit different from some other people's journeys because I very much leave it open to the individuals to experience whatever they need to experience. So I don't have an agenda set out for other people. But if that sounds right to you, then hey, let's go for it.
I love it. I love it. With just a couple more minutes of the show, Mikaya, what last words would you like to share with the listeners? What would you like them to take away from this conversation today?
You know, I would say this is a time in the evolution of humanity when there is tremendous support for all of us in making positive changes in our life. And there are a lot of us who are doing it, and we're all rooting for each other. So if you feel like you're really in need of a change, just gather up your courage and go for it. Set the intention that you want to do this work, and then you know, what will happen is the universe will present you with whatever direction you need to go, with people that you need to meet and so on. And you just need to seize those opportunities. So yes, seize the day. Carpe diem, that's what I say.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That is perfect. Beautiful words. You have been an inspiration, and I'm so happy to share you with the listeners today. And your classes sound absolutely amazing.
I really enjoy doing the classes, and I really appreciate all my students. Oh, my God, I learned so much from all of you. Thank you. That's wonderful.
What a beautiful gift that must be, and to be a part of the life-changing work you do. It is so beautiful.
Thank you so much. You're doing great work too, Paula. I really, you know, people like you who are doing radio programs like this, you're really important. Your role in the evolution of humanity is really, you're right there. You're absolutely.
Thank you so much. We're a team. I
Yes,
know.
we're a great team.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Micaiah, and a big thank you to all of our listeners out there in the U.S. and around the world. I'm so grateful. Love, hugs, blessings to everyone, and a happy day to everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Micaiah.
You and goodbye. You have a great day.